The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 13 minutes past 10 o'clock, and with us today in the studio is Jim Mullen, Hume Township Supervisor. And we're going to be talking about, poltergeist. They're back. Mm-hmm. FEMA is going to be coming back, looking at flood maps and such. And now's the time if you want to try and hit them off at the pass. And Jim is kind of out in front letting people, he's our Paul Revere of FEMA. He's letting people know that they're coming and be prepared. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Craig. How are you doing?
Doing good.
That's good.
Now, this isn't our first run-in recently.
No,
with them.
No. This actually started about four years ago. And in our township, which is Hume Township, we have the Pinnabaw River that runs through it along with its tributaries. And back then, FEMA forced most everyone in the township to get an elevation of their property. And if they fell below the elevation that they wanted, you were forced to get insurance. Okay, but what
we're
they
talking flood insurance,
flood insurance,
the costly stuff.
That's right. What happens is they don't notify the homeowner right away. What they do is they have the information before them to go through the banks, and if that person has a mortgage on that structure, they will force them to get the insurance. And what happens is, in turn, the homeowner has a choice to get a surveyor come in. And most of the people use either Stuyvesant or Case Surveying and Bad Axe, and they would do the elevation. And but in the meantime, they were forced to get the insurance. And I heard figures upwards of $2,500 per year. If they could prove to FEMA at that time, within a year after they purchased the insurance, they would get 100% of it back. But the problem is most a lot of people don't know that. And I just talked to a guy 2 weeks ago and up in our township, and he's continuing to pay his floodplain, and he's not in a floodplain. So I walked him through it, and hopefully he'll get out.
Now, is this something you only are required to have? You could, you know, we're Americans, we can go on our own if we want. Only required if you have the mortgage to assure the bank.
Right.
Or they can't force you, because if you wholly own your own property and wholly own the building on it, you can take whatever risks you want. I would think this is America.
That's correct. But if you have a mortgage, they're going to force you. The banks are going to force you, because they can't lose their interest if indeed you have a flood. But that's where the problem lies. If people do not have a mortgage, they paid off their home, they aren't aware that there is a problem out there, and they could get tapped. If they remortgage their home or business, they're going to get red flagged. And
if they sell it, it could be a selling issue.
That's
that,
right.
And you know, if you can say, I've already gotten us out of the floodplain, you don't have to worry about the insurance that would be required, it would be a selling point, at
right.
least, you know, for the realtor to say, you know, that's taken care of.
Exactly. And I know for a fact, I know of a handful of closings on a purchase of a home that got held up because of the floodplain insurance. The new owner was not aware of it, and the old owner wasn't, because they didn't have a mortgage, let's say. And so they got tapped. But you can get out of the old restrictions. Now, the problem we got, I went to a meeting about 4 weeks ago in Bay City. It was with FEMA, and there were probably maybe 15 to 20 different people from different governments throughout that area attended. And what they're doing now, they're not worried about the Pinnabog or its tributaries. They're worried about the Great Lakes. And
to do is look at the Great Lakes and see the homes on it, and ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so what they're doing their studies right now. But what I'm urging people to do is to call your state rep, which would be in our area, Terry Brown, of course. You call Candace Miller, she's federal. Call Ms. Sabinow, our state senator, and give them a call and ask them if they can look into it, because I know for a fact that Candace Miller is dead set against FEMA having any presence in Michigan whatsoever.
She has, through news releases and such, said that she wants Michigan to opt out of this whole program.
That's right.
Let us do our own. Because we are, she used to call us the ATM of the system for people in Florida, Louisiana, Georgia, who get hurricanes every year and keep building back out there.
Right, right. We've got... it's just not Lake Huron that's going to be involved right now. It's going to be all the Great Lakes, and they're also going to include Lake St. Clair. And they told us at the meeting that if you're on a bluff, there's a good chance you won't be affected. But how high does that bluff have to be? Well, when they do their studies, as they're doing right now, they're going to make that to their advantage. So if you're on a four-foot bluff, they might say, well, your bluff has got to be more than 5 feet. Okay.
And is it how high your bluff is above average lake level, or is it when they survey, or
it's actually,
the sand comes up? Because the sand can blow up, and you know, you've got a bigger bluff there than than you think.
Well, historically, they already have the figures for the high water mark, okay? And your structure, they'll take, let's say you have a basement, so you take the basement bottom, and that's got to be 2 feet above their floodplain or their high water mark, okay?
Now, am I just naive on this? I don't think of people near the lake putting a basement in because you've got a high water table to begin with.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in this?
No, there's...
Because, you know, there's and some of the bluffy areas... Bluffy? That's not a very good word.
Yeah, that's all right.
But a lot of them are rock, and it's
right.
hard enough just to get,
right.
get a water line in and a septic field, let alone a basement.
Well... actually, there are probably, I'll guess that maybe 50% of the people up along the lake line have basements. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, we do. And I know some other people, like here on Dunes area, I know a lot of them do have basements over there. They may not be a finished basement, but actually they use it for storage. But there are basements. But, you know, I can't urge enough people to contact their government right now, because it's going to be hit. It's not going to be lakeshore owners. They could take this back a mile off the lake. They could take it 2 miles. We don't have no idea, and they had no idea until they do the study.
Well, and this may all tie into the Clean Water Act, where the EPA is trying to get involved with all the tributaries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, how far can they take it back?
Right, exactly.
I mean, could you be in a risk for flooding from the Bad Axe Drain?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're low next to it.
That's right.
You might get hit. It might not just be a lake shore issue or
right,
a river
right.
issue. I mean, just...
I know a young family on 142, it's within the Bad Axe area. He's got a ditch that runs just to the west of him, and they forced him to get the insurance. Now, that ditch is probably 12 feet deep, but the water never got more than a foot or two, but didn't matter to them. They had to prove that they were out of the flood zone.
And their flood zone is like based on a 100-year flood or something like that, where it's
right.
where it's, you know, Noah time.
Right.
The
if
animals
you,
are lining up
right.
and it's going to flood. But they don't happen that often, and it usually takes a whole, you know, perfect storm, so to speak, of
right.
things coming together where
right.
you're going to get that happen.
Well, their criteria is if there's a 1% chance on 100 years that you could get a flood, they're going to force you to get the insurance. So I'm really perplexed about this because we, as in our township in Hume, most everybody that was aware of it that got caught in the floodplain, I say most of them, got their elevations, and now they're going to have to redo them. And
now, do they have to redo them or resubmit them?
No, they're going to have to redo them because the levels from FEMA are going to change. And it's not going to matter if 4 or 5 years pass, FEMA's going to force them to get another elevation. And and unfortunately, that cost
because
around...
Because Michigan has sunk?
Yeah, right, exactly. but it costs about $300 for these people to prove. And that was my big point with FEMA. I said, if you're saying that we're in a floodplain, our constituents shouldn't have to pay to have a survey. You should prove to us that we are. And they won't do that. So... You know, honest is on us, I guess. You know,
well,
the government can tell us what to do, you know. And
But it's like if you have a dispute with your income taxes,
mm-hmm.
it's up to you to prove
your innocence. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
That you're in the right on this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long do we have on this? I know there was some story we had. I looked it up. There were some people from a firm, Star or something, coming through in May of this year,
mm-hmm.
earlier in the month, that were starting some of this or preliminary work or something. But Are we on the fast track for this, or are we looking at, you know, by next summer they're going to be out and about all over the place?
Well, I think sometimes we all know how the government works, and sometimes it's very quick and sometimes it's not. But at the meeting, they told me a year and a half to 2 years. I did talk to the guy who presented the meeting out of Chicago here a couple of weeks ago, and he said it could be closer to 2.5 years. But I really don't want people waiting till it's too late. Call your people, call your state rep, call your Congresswoman Candace Miller, call your Senator Debbie Stabenow, and we'll get on.
And the state officials can help, because as I understood it from some of the releases from Candace Miller, Michigan could opt out of this program. Mm-hmm. It's a federal program.
Right.
And basically what's happening is the most flooding we ever have in the Thumb is maybe a little bit in Vassar once in a while. Mm-hmm. The Cass River gets a little too high for the downtown berms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the biggest expense they have for paying any flood payments in Michigan. And all of our premiums go to support Florida, Louisiana, Georgia, Katrina, all these types of things that happen every year, and they keep coming back for more.
I think Michigan, back 4 years ago, was the first state that was hit after Katrina, because we have the most water source in the United States, as far as fresh water. And it's too bad, because they're taking advantage of us.
Did they say this was also, you know, inland lakes, or just the Great Lakes to start? Because you have, you know, people who are close to shore on Houghton Lake or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have a cottage up there. And some of them are on a bluff, some of them are not.
Yeah, far as I know, right now it's going to be just the Great Lakes, but back 4 years ago they did hit some inland lakes too, okay? But I think right now it's just going to be our Great Lakes and Lake St. Clair.
Because they didn't really do the shoreline, they did the tributaries.
They did the tributaries, that's right.
Really, this is almost a continuation of what they started, except we have to keep dealing with it as they come around.
Right. I did have some conversation with Rob Stiverson, who's a civil engineer, and he did a lot of the elevations back four and a half years ago. And he said there's no way they can change the rules now. But so I called this Mike Feller from FEMA back in Chicago.
Is he
and,
an immigrant or something?
Yeah,
he
and
know
he,
our government about changing
and,
rules. Come
on. He said, no, they will be changed. Okay. So, all right.
And I understand you have some numbers they can call.
Yeah, if you want to call, I start with Debbie Stabenow, our state senator. That area code is 202-224-4822. And then we've got our Congresswoman Candace Miller, and her number is 586-997-5010.
And if you see our state legislators out, like over the weekend in Memorial Day parades, just and they're pressing the flesh, it is an election year.
That's right.
You just say, hey, you know, I have this concern, you know, please do something.
Yeah.
Because squeaky wheel gets the grease, and if nobody complains, then they think everything's all right.
Yeah. The problem is, though, Craig, I didn't know about this meeting that occurred in Bay City with FEMA until maybe 2 days prior. And Val McCollum out of Lake Township, the supervisor there, gave me the information. I never got it. And I don't think a lot of people in our county didn't get it on purpose. And so we are informed, okay? And I wanted to make sure I put the word out there, because, like I said, in 2 years you're gonna hear about it.
And what are they determining? Have they changed the, what is a flood? I mean, is it just water levels going up? Is it wave action, you know, we get, you know,
well, it's
like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald type
waves
out there coming pounding in on shore.
What they do is they take the topical of the property, and if they feel as though they can get a runoff from that and start building because it's on a decline, they're gonna label that floodplain. Okay, it's but they take their pictures from the air. They don't walk it, I don't know how they can get a real clear dimension, really. I don't know how they do that, because...
Don't you have to be on the ground to take elevations?
Yeah, I would think so.
Is that the way it works?
Mm-hmm. But I did ask the fellow in Chicago if he's ever walked our Great Lakes, and he said no. So we'll see what happens.
And another part about this is that the insurance that you're paying for so much isn't all that good.
No.
We learned with Katrina and stuff, a lot of people who had obvious damage from water, mm-hmm. but they claimed it was the wind that mm-hmm. did the damage first.
That's right.
And they wouldn't pay. So it's like you could be paying all of this, and when you need it,
it's not going to be there anyway. That's right. And a lot of people were hurt even during the mudslides out in California there a few months ago. A lot of people weren't covered for that because they didn't. I don't know if they didn't have mud insurance. I don't know what the criteria is, but it's pretty sad. But I do urge the people to make some phone calls. I can't urge that enough because we are going to be in big trouble in the Great Lake region. We really are.
And the insurance is not based on whether it's a summer home or a residence or whatever.
No.
It's based on value,
right.
Replacement cost, and that's why the banks are interested mm-hmm. in it, because mm-hmm. if it should be damaged,
right.
you know, like right. all the floods we get, you know, they're not caught, you know, with a piece of land and no house on it that is worth less than what's owed on it.
Right. Right, that's right, too. And a lot of people, when they did get the insurance, they also got the insurance for their contents, which you really don't need to do. The bank's not interested with your contents. All they're interested in is the structure, okay, and the property. So, you know, I did one of my neighbors, he paid over $2,500. So we walked him through the whole process. He got his money back because he took the survey and he submitted the information and within the year, and then he got all his money back. But to me, you shouldn't even have to do that. I mean, but that's what they're forcing us to do.
Is that grace period over for everybody? Or if you
no.
go today, you would get what you paid for this year back.
That's right.
You wouldn't get 2 years ago.
No, you
that's,
won't.
That's
no.
history, water under the bridge, as FEMA would probably
like
it to be.
Right, yeah.
But you could still get this year's premiums back.
You get the current year back.
Is it? Federal fiscal year, October to October, or when you get the
no, PA? It's the date of the policy. Okay.
It's the day of the policy's
mm-hmm.
issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if your policy is expiring in 5 weeks, get on the ball.
Get on the ball, because you're applying to get out of the floodplain, let's say, and you purchase the insurance, it's about a 3 to 4 month process to get out. Okay, it's just a
Federal bureaucracy rules,
paperwork jam. That's right.
You gotta submit it to the right person. It goes to the next person, and then it goes to these people, and then it goes to the refund people. And it's a chain. It's a bureaucracy.
Well, back in the day, what we did is we had a meeting at our township hall at the time, and we invited everybody from different townships, didn't matter. And I had a representative there from the DEQ, who at that time was the go-to person for FEMA, okay? Because she was local and she was pretty knowledgeable. She came to the meeting, and what she did, anybody that was caught in the floodplain and they were getting their elevations done and they had to buy the insurance policy, she gave them all index cards to write down their name, their phone number, the insurance company, and the X date, which is the expiration date of the insurance policy. And she made sure that she got every one of those people out that qualified, which they all did.
Now, you are doing this, you're a township official.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, this is, you know, an individual's mm-hmm. problem, and unless Hume Township owns property in a floodplain, and you're tax exempt anyway.
Right, right.
But, I mean, you know, it's a personal issue. The township gets involved trying to help the people.
Sure you do. You know, and that's what we're there for. You know, it was this issue or another issue. You know, if you got a barking dog issue, we try to help, okay? But this is big, and it's costs a lot of money. And this can make or break a mortgage deal for people, because you throw another $2,500 or $3,000 onto it, and you're talking a lot of money.
$200 a month,
right?
is a lot to add on to your house payment.
Well, the problem now, from what I understand,
and you don't know what next year's is going to be until
no,
you get
don't.
It.
No, you don't. That's right. From what I understand, too, the insurance companies have their premium, okay? And now FEMA is going to put their cost on top of that premium. So there's no telling what it could be. So. But one way or the other, they're going to try and get their money, but hopefully it's not out of our pockets.
Have, like you as a township, tried to get some clout by getting maybe a group together of other townships and stuff? You know, when we have the wind turbines, they've made a committee to look after their vested interests. Well, is this something maybe local officials need to start banding together on, where a bigger voice may be heard?
You're right, and this is so new, okay? I know the first time that we went through this, our township was the only one that 90% of the claims were affected, okay? Now you've got, it's going to be the Lake Township, Port Austin, it doesn't matter. If you border the lake,
it's going to be all gray. It's going to be
everybody. That's right.
Alpena. I mean, if there's a bigger voice saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe it gets heard better.
Well, maybe by contacting Candace Miller's office or Debbie Stabenow or even, you know, Mr. Brown, maybe they can organize something like that and have a meeting and give it, you know, the information that they know, and then we can go from there. But
if they miss the numbers, all those numbers are in your phone book that they deliver to your house and in the government section. So you just have to look it up and give them a call and say, hey, stop this.
Yeah, actually, I asked Siri on my iPhone today and I got them all. So it was pretty pretty good.
those darn computers.
Yeah, that's right.
Do it. Now, if you could just say, Siri, get FEMA out of my hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what she says about that.
We'll try that.
She'll say, I don't know Siri. I don't know, you know, FEMA. So whatever. But again, if people have questions, contact your government officials, and don't wait. Be proactive on this before you get the bill in the mail.
Right.
If your mortgage company starts sending you letters saying this is going to be required and this is what it's going to cost you.
What I'd like to do too, Craig, if people have questions out there, I'd like to give them my home number if I could.
Okay.
It's up in the Oak Beach area. It's 989, of course, 738-7003. And don't be afraid to call. 989-738-7003.
Hopefully you can steer people to get the help they need so that they you don't want to pay more than you have to, and you don't want to have to be paying for somebody else's mistakes down south year after year when we really don't have that problem up here.
We don't have a levee here, I know that.
Yeah, we got the Chevys to drive.
There you go.
So that's about it.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking time with us today.
Thanks for having me, Craig.
And again, contact your government officials. Let them know that this is a concern of yours, and either stop it at the federal level or get Michigan out of the system and let us go on our own, because I'm sure it would have to be a whole lot cheaper if we're insuring our own based on the amount of flooding we have in Michigan.
Very good.
Our guest today on the program has been Jim Rowland, Hume Township Supervisor. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.